Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe, and good morning, Dane. It is Chris Pavona with your Fantasy Sports News Update. I'm glad you talked about Bryce Harper because you know what? I'm going to lead with that story. In baseball, Bryce Harper's return to Washington, D.C. was met with a little bit of rain and a hell of a lot of boos. Following a 41-minute rain delay, Harper stepped in against Washington ace Max Scherzer and was booed loudly by an abnormally large midweek April crowd of 35,920. Obviously, plenty of cheers for the Philadelphia Philly fans bust in from the city of brotherly love. His first at-bat, strikeout. But his last at-bat of the night was one Harper got the last laugh, launching a mammoth two-run homer into the second deck in right center field, his third bomb of the season. He punctuated the blast with, of course, Dane, that monster bat flip right in the direction of the Nationals' dugout. The Phillies would go on to win that this game 8-2. This is a very exciting rivalry coming up, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Phillies are 4-0. Don't look now, but the Phillies are 4-0. And by the way, Joe, if you remember yesterday, didn't we put the over-under on Harper's strikeouts at 1.5 or 2? He did strike out his first two at-bats, and then he hits a homer, right? Truly emblematic of this three true outcome world that we are now in Major League Baseball.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Crazy. That's why you give a guy $330 million right there.
Sure.
Yep. All right. Well, while the Nationals are adjusting to life after Bryce Harper, after seeing what he just did to them, they're also going to have to get used to life without Trey Turner, too. In the bottom of the first inning of a much-anticipated game against the Phillies, that was, of course, Bilges Harper's homecoming, Turner exited early with a non-displaced fracture on his right index finger. Manager Dave Martinez said there's no timetable yet for his return now. The injury occurred with one out and nobody on when Turner tried to bunt an 0-1 offering from Philly starter Zach Eflin. Eflin's 92-mile-an-hour fastball hit Turner on his finger, causing him to fall back onto the ground. Obviously going to be an issue for owners of Trey Turner. And, I mean, Dane, how many more injuries can happen to some of these top fantasy guys?
Yeah, I think you're right here. You know, we see a lot of guys going on the IL. I have the stress and, you know, scars of Stanton and Duhar here with the Yankees. But Trey Turner is a huge asset to fantasy owners. And, Joe, the reason why is because, you know, many people predicted him to steal 50 bases by himself. You know, so if you're a fantasy owner, you get Trey Turner early. He was going early, second round of drafts, because he was your answer to an entire category, Joe. And now you go, if you lose him, it's not like there's stolen bases just open on the waiver wire. This is a huge blow to fantasy people because Trey Turner basically represents the entire stolen base category for fantasy owners. This is a big loss for fantasy. And now you got to worry, is Trey Turner one of those quote-unquote injury-prone guys? Because this is now, I believe, the third season in a row. Great hype about Trey Turner, but he can't stay on the field. Although this is, you know, a fluke thing.
Yeah. You know what else is an asset? Learning how to bunt.
Fair.
All right, guys, over to some football news. After eight weeks of games and less than one season into the Alliance of American Football's existence, league owner Tom Dundon has decided to suspend all operations. League co-founder Bill Polian confirmed to ESPN's Chris Mortensen on Tuesday. In a statement by Polian, "I am extremely disappointed to learn Tom Dundon has decided to suspend all football operations of the Alliance of American Football. When Mr. Dundon took over, it was the belief of my co-founder, Charlie Ebersole, and myself that we would finish the season, pay our creditors, and make the necessary adjustments to move forward in a manner that made economic sense for all. The league has been struggling from the outset here, guys. After the first week of the season, Dundon, also owner of the NHL's Carolina Hurricanes, pledged a $250 million investment and essentially took command of the AAF. The league had shot down reports that it needed the money to stay afloat. Instead, sources were saying that at the time there was an issue with payroll company the league was using. Joe, you said it yourself earlier. This sounds like a very like Wolf of Wall Street type of scenario going on here in the AAF. But of course, Vince McMahon is definitely licking his chops at the opportunity to become the real step below the NFL with the XFL.
Dude just sold $273 million worth of WWE stock after this was announced yesterday about the AAF. So he is he's letting everyone know we ain't going. Don't worry, guys. We got plenty of money to fund here. Yeah, we are all in. So, just a horribly run organization is what it was.
I'm telling you guys, I am going to try to find the Johnny Football Memphis Express jersey. I think it's a collector's item.
Well, too bad Johnny's already sold it for crack.
You know, the funny thing is that I had been trying to look for Orlando Apollo's apparel, and everything was sold out like weeks ago. I couldn't find anything.
Now whatever's on the shelf is going to be 80% off, though, Bavona. Go back and check. Go online.
I don't think they made any more, but that's the problem, man. I mean, listen, Orlando is 7-1.
Though.
They got a lot of reasons to be excited in Orlando. I'm sure you can find a Birmingham jersey.
Oh, listen, now they got to go back to hoping the Magic can get that eighth seed in the Eastern Conference. That's it for me right now, guys. I'm Chris Bavona. It's, you know what, it's Taco Wednesday. Every day's Taco. Mm-hmm. Every day's Taco Day.
Nice.
2 for 10.
Day. Woohoo!
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it ride!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Big night in Major League Baseball. Big nights. NBA, and of course, Madison Square Garden was home to the Final Four of sorts there, the NIT. Welcome in. Another edition here of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And when we spoke yesterday, told you about my dilemma last night. Had keyed on a couple of underdogs over the weekend in college hoops. Teams like, you know, Texas Tech and Virginia. And I had put them together in a couple of different parlays. And so, of course, I finished off the parlays with TCU. So I had 2 14 parlays equaling about 34-1 last night with all riding on TCU. So the question we debated yesterday was, what do you do? Do we let it ride or do we go ahead and do we hedge the bet? Because TCU took the court last night and got run over by Texas. And I was I talked to guys like, you know, my Ralph Michaels, all the guys that we talked to here on the show, my our Vegas capper friends. And it was all the same answer, which is a perfect example of why we say, you know, when you have a winning ticket and you can create and you've got 34 units staring at you, you don't risk that because you don't get too greedy. You take what you got and you move on. And quite honestly, I had not only did I hedge it with Texas, so I won at least half of what I would have won anyway if TCU won. So it was already a winning night. But a couple of the other stats that I learned yesterday as I dove in, Dane, was that Madison Square Garden is the home of the NIT, and especially in this spot, the Final Four. And what I learned is now over the last 10 years in that spot, the unders have hit at close to 90%. So last night, knowing that and looking at the numbers, Wichita State was 150 versus Lipscomb. This game was 138 TCU Texas. So I ended up playing both the unders, and wouldn't you know it, that trend continues. Madison Square Garden, different sight line, different lighting. It's,
remember,
these
I talked
are the
about the unders in the first
know.
Round yes. of the NCAA yep. tournament. I say the first round under, going to a bigger arena, bigger crowds than they're used to, right? In the That's NIT, it. That happens at the Final Four because they play home games.
All about data, guys. It's all about doing your homework, finding the value. That's exactly what we did last night. All right, talking to some NBA coming up next here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Go, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Yo. This is
now. So the golf tournament this week, the Valero Open and the Valero Texas Open. And what you need to know about this golf tournament is one thing and one thing only. 5 of the last 8 winners have come from the triple-digit odd range. That means 100-to-1 or better. So you want to talk about cha-ching. If you play one golf tournament all year and take a couple of flyers, this is the tournament that you want to do. We'll talk about a couple of guys coming up at the bottom of the hour. But anytime you got 5 of 8 years telling me triple digits, and there's a method behind that, by the way. Yeah, most of the big-name guys.
That's what I was going to say.
They're focusing on the Masters,
right?
Yeah. So you. This is that tournament where you can really put yourself ahead with a couple of key triple-digit guys. We'll throw a few names at you coming up here at the bottom of the hour. See if we can help you make it rain on this Wednesday. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We do have, I believe, our poll question is up as well, Dane.
Yeah. Remember, we got our hater madness going on. Okay, so we are close, Joe. We are close to getting to the Final Four, okay? You see it up on the screen now. We got Joe, by the way, we got slow people in the left lane from yesterday's poll. Slow people in the left lane look like they are going to advance to the Final Four. Okay, so it looks like that'll be there in the transportation region. We got the Sports Hate region final today. Dynasties versus getting backdoored. We're talking about in the sports context, people. We're talking about, when they come in and cover with a late touchdown, stuff like that. And that will complete our Hater Madness Final Four. And, Joe, here's what I think we'll do, because we'll have the Final Four set, right? What I think we'll do is we'll take a break for this tomorrow. We'll do a different kind of poll tomorrow. Then on Friday, we should put both of the semifinal matchups up, right? So that when we're here on Monday, we will be at the championship final the same way March Madness will be. It will be synchronized. I think that's the way we should go after it. But, vote on the poll, baby. At Fantasy Radio, at Joe Ranieri, at Spittin' Speeds, as always.
Get there, damn it. Go ahead and get yourself going. Now, we take a look at the NBA last night. We had talked a little bit here on the show as it was an abbreviated car, only four teams. We went over the playoff scenarios yesterday, and, of course, the big game last night we had circled was Golden State taking on Denver because of the battle for the number one seed and home court, of course, and the number two seed. And Denver going into that game last night, I think, was only one game behind the Golden State Warriors, and we were going to be very interested to see how that was going to play out. And we had talked about, and Dane, you had mentioned, the one number that stuck out to you rather quickly was the over number, the total number. It was at 220, 221, somewhere along those lines early in the morning.
It was not low enough.
Yeah, and you know what it is we when we were talking about it, I said the only thing that scares me with this Golden State thing, because if this was a Tuesday night 2 months ago, I'd say, you know what, the over for sure, because we know Golden State's propensity to just be like, let's make not a lot of defense, not a lot of, kind of going through the motions. And I said yesterday to you that the only thing that scares me about this total is that Vegas is probably looking at the Golden State Warriors, and the Golden State Warriors are like, okay, there's five games left. Now we're going to play some defense. And this is what they did last year. This is what they have. You know, they turn it. This is one of the very few teams that can turn it on and turn it off. And, you know, we were worried about them. Are they going to turn it on? Are they going to try to prove a point, you know, to the Denver Nuggets last night and go, you know what? You think you're ready for prime time? Because that's exactly what they did. They smoked the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets, the best shot that they had was hoping to be able to secure that number one seed. And ultimately, they're a much better team at home, by the way, than they are on the road. But the Nuggets are now 2-4 against in the season, 2-4 against the Golden State Warriors. Brother, that was a clinic last night, what they did. Dominant Warrior performance against, again, the number one, number two seed in the West. They basically stepped on them and didn't even wipe their shoe when they were done with them. Boogie Cousins, monstrous. And, by the way, Kevin Durant got thrown out of the game. Kevin Durant was actually tossed out of the game, was injected in the ejected in the third quarter. And you know how much that played a role in what happened? Zero. It played nothing. Cousins was, Boogie was 28-12 with 5 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Draymond, 6 points, 9 boards, 9 assists. And, Steph Curry again, you know, what was he, 5 of 10 there? 17 points, 5 assists, 3 steals. And they got a dude named Klay Thompson, 13 points. If you guys were questioning, and I know a lot of you have been, you're questioning the Golden State Warriors and their ability. Maybe this is the year. Yeah, what they did last night has kind of sent a terrifying message to the rest of the league saying, no, guys, we still know how to play this game. And it was really something else to watch, man. I mean, they have sleptwalk for a lot of this season, understandably. But don't make any mistake about it. This is a team that can flip the switch and do exactly what they did last night, the teams.
Yep, absolutely. You know, we saw it. Would they go and make a statement? They absolutely did. And by the way, the Nuggets gained 8 points on that lead in the fourth quarter, right? So it was not as close as the final score would indicate. I was just hoping for 3 more points, Joe, for me to get that over. I will say this though. Thank you, by the way, Joe, because I also bet the over on that Houston Sacramento game, and at a 130-105 total. That did go over, but I think you're absolutely right. And here's the interesting part to me. I think they're making more and more of an effort to integrate Boogie Cousins, okay? Yeah. Boogie Cousins, 12 of 17 from the field, you know? And I think, listen, we all know about Durant, Curry, Klay Thompson from outside, right? But I think they are trying to purposely start to integrate Cousins, get that inside option as well, because I don't know when, I don't know where, Joe, but there will be a time in the playoffs, right, where they're going to need to grind it out, where they're going to need to have some half-court possessions, you know, and get some points in the paint. So I really think Boogie Cousins going 12 for 17 is very important, and that he gets kind of integrated into this offense in a bigger way. This way, you know, it's more of that, like, pick your poison kind of thing if they really develop that inside game. Remember, they got Andrew Bogut back as well on that roster. You know, he played four minutes, right? So they got some depth there. And I think, you know, when you talk about turning on the switch, I think that's another part of it, right? They definitely clamped down defensively. I noted that in watching this game last night. But I really do think if they build up that inside presence that they have, it makes it even more of a nightmare for those Western Conference teams trying to handle the Dubs.
Yeah, I mean, listen, winning a decisive playoff game in Denver for anybody would have been a tall order, because the Nuggets are 31-7 at home this year. This is why this game was so important to Denver, which is why a lot of people who were looking at the Denver Nuggets going, if they get the number one seed, it's going to be pretty hard to go through Denver having to win an important game in Denver, because they're that much better at home than on the road. But what you witnessed last night was, by the way, not just a defensive effort, the kind that we haven't seen. Here's some numbers for you, too, which shows you even why Golden State is just impossible. And you now you got to have an inside presence in Boogie. They had last night 36 assists on 50 field goals. 36 assists on 50 field goals. Guys, they continue to find the open the open guy like nobody else in the NBA. They continue to whip the ball around. They got most unselfish basketball that you have ever seen, and it continues to pay dividends for them. 36 assists, 50 field goals. This is why,
so that's why Kevin Durant wanted to sign there. Because they played the right way instead of playing with Russell Westbrook, right? It's like the anti-Carmelo Anthony hero isolation ball. You know, they play the quote-unquote beautiful game, to steal a term from soccer.
Listen, and they already have a talent advantage over any other team, right? We know this. And what you just witnessed last night was when they actually are fully engaged, that fully engaged version of the of that talent comes to play. And by the way, Kevin Durant, the best player in the NBA, can get thrown out in the third, and still they dominate you. That tells you everything you need to know about the Golden State Warriors. Now, the Nuggets host the Spurs. Don't forget, Houston, you mentioned them. Houston ended up taking care of business in Sacramento. Now, all of a sudden, Houston. Yeah, now Houston is looking at that number two seed as opposed to Denver. So Denver taking on the Nuggets here tonight, and the Warriors, I believe, are at the Lakers tomorrow night. All of a sudden, there's a lot to play for here in the West. We kind of thought it was all wrapped up. Turns out the East is wrapped up, the top end. The West, jockeying for position here. So we'll talk about some of those lines. What does Vegas think? We'll do that. Plus, we'll help you make it rain tonight, we promise. Coming up, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We could go anywhere, they won't say shit. I wish I could love you down right now. Wanna get you to the floor.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
For fantasy purposes, you know, Andujar was a guy that went 6th, 7th round. People were relying on him as a fixture of the team, and now you could potentially lose him for the entire season.
You know, I had a torn labrum, right? It hurt for well more than a couple of weeks. Any throwing motion like that where you're moving your arm back is incredibly painful. Man, I think that 3 or 4 weeks is really aggressive. I think we're looking, what is it, April? I think we're looking at June at the earliest, to be honest with you.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Modell's.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William
Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to MonmouthPark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Yeah, the Texas Valero Open, people, getting ready to take center stage. This, of course, is the final event before the next biggie there. The first major of the year, the Masters, is just around the corner. And we had shared with you that five out of the last eight winners have come from the triple digit range, which means if you ever played a golf tournament, Dane, if you ever want to throw a couple of bucks down on a couple of dudes, this might be the way to do it when you're looking at anybody from, 100 to 1 to 500 to 1 as a possibility. Yeah, this is really a big number. Now, the only guy in it, I think the favorite is Ricky Fowler. He's the favorite to win it right now because I think he's the biggest name. Tony Finau is also in there. Kuchar's there. Which is nice.
Isn't
guys
Kuchar
just came
coming off the hot in the match play, right? Didn't he get to the finals of the match play also? Isn't
he won
hot
it.
Right now?
Yeah, absolutely. He won it. Yeah, he won it. So Kuchar is is coming in there. And a lot of these guys use this as a way to kind of fine-tune their game. Some of them, a lot of guys just skip it all together, getting ready for the Masters. But Fowler is the favorite right now, 10-1. Tony Finau, 16-1. Spieth, I believe, also here. But Spieth is a 20-1 in a lot of books. So, how the mighty have fallen here. But here's a couple of names and some guys that that have some big numbers that you guys may want to take a look at. Take a look at Luke List at 55-1. This guy has been fantastic. We're talking 10 PGA Tour events. From tee to green, the guy is unbelievable. He has not missed a cut this year, okay? Four of his 11 starts, he has finished inside the top 15. This is a guy at 55-1. In this kind of field, this is a guy that this is the kind of tournament that he'll take that next step over there. Jonathan Vegas is another guy that has also done very well at this tournament, played very well at the Players a few weeks ago, consistently, by the way, 3 months now. He has finished five out of the last six events in the top 20. He's another guy that you want to take a look at. Justin Harding at 100-1 played amazing last week. And a lot of people didn't give him any credit in the WGC Match Play Championship. At 100-1, he won two of his three matches, and he only lost to McIlroy. That's not a knock on him. He's been playing really well from the European Tour prior to that. He's come over here. This guy has had strong finishes, top four finishes now in the last five events. So you want to talk about a guy at 100-1. That is a guy you may want to take a look at. Justin Harding is definitely a dude that you want to keep an eye at. So we'll throw a few other names out there, but if you want to do kind of maybe a favorite, a middle of the road guy, and then of course, you know, Tony Finau or Justin Spieth between 15-20-1 is a solid bet. You want to do Luke List, Jonathan Vegas in that 50-60 range. And then if you want to throw a bomb out there, you guys may definitely want to throw Justin Harding at 100-1. I think he's got a real legitimate shot as a triple digit to end up winning this tournament, my friend.
Joe, let me ask you about Jordan Spieth, man. Like, what's up with Jordan Spieth? Like, I'm a casual golf fan, okay? Remember, I used to call it weather porn, right, for the wintertime, you know? I see Spieth. I'm staring at Spieth right now at plus 1,700, the fourth choice behind Fowler, Finau, and Cooch. Oh, by the way, if he won last week,
that's on name alone, by the way.
Right. I hope he paid his caddy last week, by the way, Kuchar. Mm-hmm. But that's besides the point. I guess my question is, like, when is Spieth going to bounce back? Like, is there value in Spieth right now? You know, like, don't you think he's fine-tuned? He's one of those guys who really cares about majors and nothing else, right? That's how his legacy is going to be written. So might this be a time to hop on Spieth? Like, him fine-tuning the game right before? Like, what's up with Jordan Spieth, Joe?
Yep. You'll be able to relate to this, Dane. The problem with Spieth is he's been in contention now a few times so far this year. He can't finish. He gets to the fourth round, and then he loses.
Wait, well, why can I relate to this?
Yeah. No, because as a former athlete yourself,
I got you.
You understand the whole concept of when you've got it rolling, then, you know, even like from a betting perspective, when it is going your way, you think you're going to win every bet. You think you're going to hit every pitch, right? You don't think you're ever going to strike out. And guys like Jordan Spieth think they're going to make every putt. They're going to hit every shot. And then something crazy happens. You lip out a three-footer, okay? Or you strike out on a fastball, an 88-mile-an-hour fastball straight down on Pike, and you went, what the hell was that? And then all of a sudden, you come back the next day, and you do it again. And you lip out again, and all of a sudden, you can't finish. And now it starts, it's not a physical athletic thing. It's an above-the-shoulders thing because you can't get out of your head. Jordan Spieth now, the last five tournaments that he was in contention going into Sunday, he has blown. I mean, blown to the point where he went from top five to bottom of the pack, blowing up on a Sunday. So what happens to these guys is they show you as good as they are, they're also extremely human, and they can't get out of their own damn head. And we've seen this with golfers before. But athletes in general, Dane, when it's going great, they're impossible to beat. But when it starts going the other way, they can't get out of their own way because they've already convinced themselves that they've lost. And that's what's going on with Spieth. He needs, and to your point, this could be a very good bet at 17-20-1 because he knows he's got to put this together. He's played very well at the Masters. He's won them twice, so he's been in contention, but not this version of Jordan Spieth. So if anybody needs to win and have a good showing, Jordan Spieth needs to, and I can promise you he's going to come out of here. He's going to look to win because he needs, going into Augusta, he needs some confidence right now, and he just doesn't have any.
Right. So it seems like it's a mental issue, and you're right.
Oh, yeah.
At first, you were like, you can relate to this. He can't finish. I was like, whoa, Joe. Hey,
No.
You know, but that makes sense to me, right, the mental aspect of the game. So honestly, Joe, that makes me kind of like Spieth in this spot, right? A lower stakes kind of field, you know, this idea that maybe the pressure's not on. He kind of needs this for lack of a better term, the mental muscle memory, right? Yep. So that he can hit Augusta next week, ready to, you know, be back and take on the big boys. So that could be interesting. You know, I might throw a couple of shekels, Joe, on List in Vegas, but then also on a Spieth, or to be quite honest, I got a soft spot in my heart for Tony Finau. I just do.
Yes.
He's one of those guys that I like. So I might, and I see Finau at, you know, 15-1 also.
Yep.
So I can almost cover four guys, you know, Spieth and Finau as two of the four favorites, and then List in Vegas as my bombs. And if any four of them hit, I'm coming up plus on this.
I am with you, brother. That's the kind of way to look at this tournament because year after year, it has produced triple digit guys. That's you know, listen, throw 10 bucks on a guy 100 to 1. You guys know what you're going to get. Yeah. So if you want to bunch them up.
I'm going to throw 10 bucks on all these guys.
That's what I mean. You throw four or five guys in there in the the 50-plus range. You got yourself a really good chance at cashing in this week. And then all of a sudden, all you win is one tournament here, and voila, look at that. You've just paid for the entire damn year. But that's what this tournament offers you, is a chance, guys, to be able to cash in. So keep those names in mind. Also, keep in mind, too, this was another thing I heard a lot from yesterday. We talked about the East in the NBA being a total crapshoot at the end, right? The 6, 7, and 8 position for the playoffs are still all over the map. Please, please don't ever say I'm going to bet the Nets or the Heat or the Pistons because they have to win. Because
they're 500 teams. And, they have to win, man, and they don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, I have seen this now a whole bunch of times on social media. I'm listening. I'm watching conversations. I'm hearing guys. And they are talking about the team needs to win. So they've got, you know, they've got to win. Well, yeah, but they have just as good a chance as sucking as they do actually rising to the occasion. So it's one of the oldest and most common mistakes that newbies who are into sports investing make is they look at this time of year. You look at Detroit, right? You look at Miami. You look at Orlando. You look at Brooklyn. Any one of these teams, yes, they need to win. They're all bubble teams. We had this conversation with with College Hoops. Of course they need to win, but they're bubble teams, and they're in this position for a reason. So please don't ever look at a team or a game here over the last couple of weeks and go, yeah, you know what? They need to win, so I'm going to go ahead and lay it down. You know who else knows that they need to win? The guys who make the lines, Vegas knows they need to win. There's no value in any of the lines here with teams who, quote unquote, need to win. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they've need to win the whole damn year and they haven't done it. So the idea that somehow or another guys are just going to be like, oh, guys, we need to win this one. All right, let's go out and do it. Don't put your money down on teams who, quote unquote, need to win. All right. There's no value in it from a Vegas line standpoint. And you're banking on a team that was 500 all year. Somehow or another, they're going to rise to the occasion as opposed to choke. Please don't do it, Dane. I mean, please tell these people.
I'm going to try and tell these people. You know what else, Joe? You and I, we both need to win the Powerball, right? Doesn't mean we're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? And let me say, I'm looking at the schedule tonight, Joe. You know, Orlando's at home. You know why I might like Orlando? Not because they need to win, because they're playing the New York Knicks. You know what I mean? That's why. Yes. That's why, if anything, I would bet them. You know, this idea. Don't get me wrong, Joe. We talk about team motivation all the time. And I do think that that is real. But this artificial, like, they're all of a sudden going to become superhuman because they need the game in the standings, I think that is not placed well. I'd rather look at things like who their opponent, damn, is. And if, you know, what is real is, like, being on back-to-back nights in the schedule. Those sorts of things are actual indicators, okay? Not like, ooh, we're going to try harder tonight. Like, I don't put any credit in that one.
Well, and listen, don't get me wrong, there are certain situations where you can look at where teams are trying to tank. There's different scenarios, but just keep an eye out that the four teams who needed to win, okay, they went 0-4 straight up and 1-3 against the number on Monday. Miami, Detroit, Orlando, Brooklyn. Case in point. More on that coming back here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Yeah. Bit of Twilight Zone in Major League Baseball for a lot of folks. They're kind of scratching their head right now. But you know, like I know, with Major League Baseball season in full swing, you guys, you need to start swinging for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball, and you need to use DailyRoto.com. Why? Well, they want you to become their $8 million winner, or another one of the countless number of people who have won hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars using DailyRoto.com to help set their DraftKings or FanDuel MLB lineups. Now, if you are playing MLB DFS and you're not using DailyRoto.com, guys, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY, get a 10% discount. You'll get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, which play a huge role, not to mention the fantasy projections and the use of lineup optimizers that have already produced millions in DFS winnings. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today. And listen, Dan will tell you, there is no better time right now to use those kinds of analytics, because it is Twilight Zone right now in Major League Baseball. You've got Zach Greinke going yard twice. Madison Bumgarner going yard once. You've got Chris Sale can't throw the ball 90 miles an hour, is getting lit. All of it is just, as Scherzer's getting lit up. Like, all of it is just absolute craziness right now in the month of April. And, right, you know, having those kinds of lineup optimizers, probably the best thing you can do right now from a fantasy standpoint, Dane.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, the guys over at Daily Roto are no joke. Colin Drew, Mike Leone, and the crew. We have them on air sometimes. They are great. And listen, Joe, you make the point. You know, you're a sports investor guy, right? But the idea of the data, the idea of the insight, the info, you know, what you're looking for, whether it's fantasy or sports betting or the damn stock market, right? You're looking for an edge. And where do you get that edge? You get it from the insights. You get it from the data. You get it from the trends that we get you over at DailyRoto.com. I mean, listen, isn't that what Tom Condon wanted from the AAF? He wanted the data, that sort of thing. So absolutely, there's a couple of big-time aces on the hill again today, you know, Joe, that I would look to try to find ways. I said it yesterday. The way I'm trying to, you know, remove the bullpens from the equation, I'm starting to get enamored with this first five innings bet, Joe, because then that's me with starting pitcher, right? And a lot of times you could also get a stud starting pitcher for the first five innings, minus half a run. Okay, and that'll help you
that's
with the
crazy.
Juice. So you could get the minus, instead, you know, something that's normally minus 160. If you go first five innings minus the half a run, you get it back down to minus 110. I got Jose Berrios last night at plus 105, you know, minus half a run for the first five innings. So just to check today, some of your big boys, you got Kluber on the hill at home against the White Sox. DeGrom on the hill on the road against the Marlins. And Joe, I'm sorry, but your Marlins are not scoring on Jacob DeGrom in the first five innings today. You also have Garrett Cole on the hill against the Texas Rangers, okay? So keep an eye out on those aces and maybe look at giving up half a run in the first five innings to try and get, you know, lessen the vig and still ride with some of these stud aces that you like.
Yep. Keep an eye on also, we just talked about, of course, everyone watched Bryce Harper last night, the Phillies returning to Washington. You may want to keep an eye on Washington right now, plus 130 against the Phillies. Again, we know, of course, the public is, we know what the public's going to do with Bryce Harper, right? It's going to, the money is going to come pouring in, and they're going to be all over Harper, Aaron Nola, and of course, you know, they got routed last night, so here comes the public money. But Trey Turner leaving with an injury last night, I do think that Anibal Sanchez can actually keep the Nationals in this game. It is at home, and I absolutely would not be shocked at plus, you know, plus 130 would not be shocked if Washington can pull a victory out here against the Phillies. They are 4-0, but I have I got a pretty good idea that maybe the Nationals are being a little underestimated and undervalued in the market right now because of all the hype surrounding Harper. The Phillies are primed for a letdown here today, and this is the perfect spot for them to be able to get it. Don't sleep on Anibal Sanchez with his 65-mile-an-hour changeup. So it could be a totally different ballgame for the Phillies today. So that's definitely one of the ones I'm looking at. And you mentioned the Mets. You know, what's the price on the Mets, though, right now? You got the Mets at with DeGrom on there. Is it a monster number?
Yeah, so here's the thing. If you look for the full game, right, you got DeGrom and the Mets. They are, in fact, minus 230, Joe.
Minus 230.
However, but to my point, let me just show you the difference, right? DeGrom, huge ace, huge stud. If you just want to bet the Mets straight up today for the full game, right, they're minus 230, right? But what you could do is if you go on the first five innings, right, obviously they're still minus 230 for the straight up. But if you're willing to give half a run, and that's just half a run, all that's saying is you don't think it's going to be 0-0. You know what I mean? Like, you know, then it goes down to minus 130. Joe, you know, you go from minus 230 to minus 130. So I'm going to take the bullpens out of it. I'm going to have faith in DeGrom. And in essence, all I need is the Mets to score a run against Richards in the first five innings. That's what it boils down to me, because I'm considering DeGrom, you know, showing out against the Marlins as my stable lock, right? So then it's, to me, I'm getting, in essence, minus 130. Will the Mets score a run in the first five innings today, you know?
Yeah, and where is Baltimore? With obviously playing with their hair on fire right now. Baltimore, are they, they're still on the road with the Toronto Blue Jays, who are trading away all their good players. So Toronto is in, it's hard to believe. I mean, you get rid of Pilar. The guy's breaking down yesterday, crying about how he he's only known Toronto. And this guy's a human highlight reel out in the outfield there with all the catches and stuff that he makes. I mean, you know, I think he had 15 or 16 jacks last year. Solid player. They're getting rid of him. Bye-bye. They got rid of Morales. They're slowly but surely just kind of redoing. And we knew this was going to happen for Toronto. But here they are today. The Orioles are playing and having so much fun. Another one of these situations in April where a team who wasn't supposed to win two games, much less be on a four-game winning streak here, is coming into this game with plus 150. You know, we told you
plus 150.
You need to look for some of those plus numbers a day. I don't know who the Yankee pitcher is, by the way. Who is this? Do you, have you ever Jonathan?
Is it Loaiza?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's Loaiza. He's one of their kind of top guys in the minors. Okay, but listen, the Yankees are banged up. Okay, he's taking the CC spot, but Jonathan Loaiza is one of their. You know, it's similar to Domingo Herman, okay, for the Yankees. Two guys that they like. they believe in that are just young and haven't been able to crack this rotation. These guys are their stud AAA guys who would be their trap, their trade pieces, Joe, if they go out and flip guys around the trading deadline. But, yeah, Louis Saiga had some starts for the Yankees last year, so he's not a complete no-name.
He's all right. So he's been around. But look, in the Yankees, you're starting to see it come back to reality a little bit. I mean, instead of 250,
well,
260.
Did you see the lineup that they put out there last night? Austin Romine, Tyler Wade, you know, like these kids, Frazier back in the lineup, you know, the kid they traded for from Colorado, you know, so
they
it's
scored
not
enough
the brand
to win.
Names.
Yeah, they scored enough to win last night. You can't be Chapman and coming in and giving up the, you know, the game winning hit to a kid who's 0-6 in his professional major league career, which is pretty much what happened there. And you know it's bad for the Yankees when their when Chapman can't even can't hold down a save
the when
they score enough.
Can't be the issue for the Yankees.
Yeah, exactly. You got enough problems going on there. Also Kansas City at home. Kansas City last night. Listen, they choked away three leads in that game. I was on Minnesota with you in that game, but again, Kansas City still played well enough. They should have won that game. Ended up losing it in extra innings, but they had the lead three separate times in that game and choked it away. They're at home today, and again, another plus number, plus 130. You know, these this is a team you should keep an eye on. Kluber, I believe, is going for Cleveland here today.
Kluber's on the mound at home, and this is the other side of it. You know, Joe, you talk about these big minus numbers, these big studs. So again, I'm trying to mitigate that by going first five innings and really focusing on just Kluber. I can get it from minus 200 all the way down to minus 120 if I want to do that.
Yep, and the total there, I think, is 7, 7.5, somewhere in there. Two teams struggling
seven.
To score runs. Yeah, listen.
7 as the total.
Cleveland ended up scoring 5 in one inning, I think, last night, and the Indian fans were going ballistic. But, that lineup still, Lindor's gone for at least another 3 weeks. That lineup needs a little bit of help there. And keep an eye on the
Kluber
weather, too.
Hold down the White Sox, too. Kluber can hold the White Sox down.
That's what I'm thinking, too. So maybe take a look at the under there. And the other one is the Atlanta Braves. Julio Teheran, I got no problem taking the Braves at home at a plus number. I got no problem fading the Cubs here. I think the Cubs are in trouble this year. I really do. I think Madden's on the hot seat. I think that this team should be better than what they are, and they're just not. And I do think that the Atlanta Braves, right off of the news, they signed Acuna.
Extension to a key guy.
Didn't have to. Gave the kid $100 million. He's the youngest kid now in Major League Baseball history ever to sign for at least $100 million at his age. What is he, 18? I mean, the kid is he's 12.
Right.
They would have had him regardless, and now they've locked him up for sure. And we keep hearing how nobody is spending money. But I think the Atlanta Braves got a little something going here now. And I would take Tehran to bounce back here at plus, you know, this is another one of plus 105, plus 110. I kind of like the Braves in today's game.
Interesting. Yeah, I can see that. Listen, you got a battle of 1-3 teams, Joe.
Yes.
You know, like you just said, you know, the Cubs are a little bit struggling. Will Chris Bryant bounce back this year after being banged up a little bit? Do we believe in some of those starting pitchers, you know, the Yu Darvishes, the John Lesters of the world? It's Lester on the hill today. Another guy, honestly, you know, not to the extreme that I talked about with Zach Greinke, but the public perception of who John Lester is and who he still is right now today in this advanced stage of his career, there's a gap there. Okay, and what the public perception is of John Lester. You may get an edge there as well. Braves at home. I can see it, Joe.
Yeah, no, it's a good spot. You got a lot of afternoon games here today, don't we? You got a couple
Getaway
of matinee
day.
Baseball games. Yeah,
And listen, also, Joe, just a general point here. On your Wednesdays, okay, which are getaway days, okay, most series are like, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they do the early game so that the team can fly to their next destination. All right. And so what you get a lot in these games, and, you know, we're on 6 to 9 a.m., Joe. Okay. So what I would recommend on a lot of Wednesdays, don't bet until you see the lineups come out. Because Wednesdays, with these getaway days, that's when you have the backup catcher day game after a night game. That's when you have a team that'll run out their kind of like B-plus lineup and give guys rests. So especially on these day getaway games, wait until the lineups come out. Okay, because you could bet a team and then all of a sudden see that they're running out the B squad, and that could really hurt you. So especially on these getaway days, wait for the lineups to come out.
Yeah, and you got a whole lot, a couple of night. I guess the late afternoon games is going to be the Yankees, of course, Detroit, then Baltimore, Toronto, Mets in Miami here, 6 o'clock, and then you'll have a normal schedule tonight. You got five games on tap, going right up until the Dodgers in San Francisco. Who did the Dodgers in San Francisco? Typical thing last night. Bumgarner has one bad inning, gives up a grand slam right in the third inning, then continues, hits his own home run. And continues to pitch seven innings solid. By the way, the velocity, we talked a little bit about this earlier, where maybe the best thing to concentrate on from a betting standpoint with pitchers is velocity. Sales is not there right now. But let me tell you, Bumgarner's is. He probably did a little something different in the offseason. The guy is throwing cheese here, people. The guy is throwing better than he has in a long time. Bumgarner is a lot different this year than he was last year. So keep an eye on that.
He's just marketing himself, Joe, for the team that he's going to get traded to in July.
Yeah, well, that's coming too. And Pablo Sandoval, all 400 pounds, got doubled up there to end the game. And I think he's still rolling to first base. Unbelievable. Yeah, and he didn't break his belt either. Yeah.
In this league.
So we came up with this idea that every Diamondbacks loss this season, Bogman would go to Carl's Jr. and we would start with a video series. So the first loss would be a video of Bogman eating Carl's Jr. Every loss after that, there would be a video that follows that would go under the thread, and presumably we might have a 90 to 100 video series.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
Save us.
Yeah, here we go. Ready, George?
Girl, pretty ladies around the world, got a weird thing to show you, so you're gonna tell George Kurtz who we betting on today, man. Just watch the world, got a weird thing to show you, so tell all the boys and girls.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
So Bryce Harper makes it back last night to Washington, and of course, Washington fans, which cracks me up how bent out of shape Washington Nationals fans are. Keeping in mind that most of these fans just 10 years ago were Baltimore Oriole fans, but now all of a sudden they're acting as if this is, they've got something owed to them when they haven't been diehard fans for a long, long time. But they went out of their way to make Harper try to feel bad about the situation. And it happened after we were off the air yesterday. He ended up penning a letter. In fact, later on in the day yesterday, he posted it on Twitter thanking Wagner, you know, saying, hey, listen, very classy stuff. I mean, sure. Kind of suck up. It was like the breakup letter that no guy, you know, that you get it. It's not you. It's me kind of thing. But the bottom line is this guy has gone out of his way to kind of soften this blow and to apologize, and which he's got really nothing to apologize about.
That's right.
He wasn't, it wasn't like he wanted to leave. You know, the team offered him $300 million till the year 2530. So it really, it's not Bryce Harper's fault that he went to where he was offered the more money. And the other thing that cracked me up is you got a lot of these fans out there that were calling him money hungry. There were signs in there saying, you're all money hungry. This cracks me up because you got a guy pitching for you last night that's making $210 million in Max Scherzer. You just went out and spent all of the Nationals don't have a problem spending money. It's not like the Nationals are a cheap team. I mean, they went out and got Corbin. They went out. Right. You gave Scherzer all of this money. If anybody had an excuse not to go balls to the wall for Bryce Harper, it was the Nationals because of their young outfield and how they can. It was, listen, you made the best offer. It didn't work out. But don't fault the guy for going to Philadelphia where they threw $330 million and didn't make them wait till 2100 to get it. I think all of the anger is a little misplaced with the Washington Nationals fans.
I agree. And also, like, honestly, talk to you, the fans out there, the listeners, whatever industry, whatever job you have, if you're a garbage man and you're working for one company and another garbage hauling company comes over and says, you know what, we want you to do the same job, we'll pay you 50% more, you're going to change jobs, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I don't like when we expect this kind of crazy, like, altruistic nature out of our players. We would do the same damn thing, and it's absolutely okay in this capitalistic society we live in.
Yeah. Harper outclassed them, outplayed them, outlasted them. Hats off to Bryce Harper, doing it big time last night. Hour number three, coming your way.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next-day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.